AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police in Nashville confirm a 28-year-old woman who carried out a massacre at a private school this morning was a former student. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest.
We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron.
She entered the school through a side entrance.
Police responded immediately to 911 calls. They confronted the shooter on the second floor and killed her. Emily Iverson lives near the Covenant Christian School. She saw the panic as students escaped.
I saw a bunch of kids just running down Hillsborough, just screaming.
Six people were killed, including three children. President Biden responded to the massacre.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where President Biden calls the shooting in Nashville a family's worst nightmare.
It's sick.
The president noted that police said the shooter was armed with two assault-style rifles.
So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban.
Republicans in Congress have been steadfastly against that since the 1994 ban expired nearly two decades ago.
Massive protests and calls for a general strike are over for now in Israel, now that Prime Minister Netanyahu's delayed his judicial overhaul plans. This among thousands.
It's not a matter of left or right. It's a matter of pure, basic human rights that are being crushed daily.
Protests there have been going on for months. Military tanks from Germany have now arrived in Ukraine.
18 Leopard 2 battle tanks have arrived in Ukraine, some of the best in the arsenal of U.S. allies. Germany trained Ukrainian troops on how to use them. Tanks from Portugal have also now arrived ahead of Ukraine's expected counteroffensive this spring.
That's CBS's Kimmy McCormick. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is investing $25 million in the Stand Up to Jewish Hate campaign to fight anti-Semitism.
It's going on constantly, and there's no let up. And it makes me sad, actually. This is the United States of America. I mean, it shouldn't happen here.
2022 saw the most anti-Semitic incidents ever in the U.S. A big anniversary today for a little blue pill. Here's CBS's Jennifer Brown.
For 25 years now, doctors have been prescribing Viagra. In 1999, Bob Dole was one of the first public figures to endorse it.
It's a little embarrassing to talk about ED, but it's so important.
Initially, the drug was being tested to treat high blood pressure and angina, but doctors found a different benefit and Viagra was born.
Sales peaked in 2008, but generics have made the drug more accessible and affordable. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. First graders at Waukesha's Higher Elementary School won't be singing the Miley Cyrus-Dolly Parton duet Rainbow Land at the spring concert. Fox 6 reporting Waukesha School District Superintendent Jim Siebert confirmed the song was dropped from the list because of a specific school board policy saying, quote, it was determined that Rainbow Land could be perceived as controversial, unquote. The concert is in May. An investigation into alleged racism at a March 3rd playoff game between Beloit Memorial and Muskego High School is over. Muskego School Superintendent Dr. Kelly Thompson out with a statement last week saying the investigation didn't find enough evidence to prove racism came from the Muskego High School student section but acknowledged unsportsmanlike behaviors. Beloit basketball players took photos and videos of swastikas and the N-word written in dust at the tops of lockers, but the district says it couldn't identify who made them or if they were targeting the Beloit players. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK Radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Devil's Advocate Radio Show, a Charlie Barron's Monday night edition. How you doing, Dominic?
I'm awesome, Crudy. Great to be with you. Evan, working hard on the board, our fair audience. Another beautiful week, another beautiful day. Great to be with you all.
And I'm very excited. Civic Media presents Charlie Barron's doing a live record of the Cripes Cast at the Comedy Club on State. And I was over there just a little while ago, Dom, eagerly anticipating the arrival of Charlie Barron's. I will be down there closer to 7:30, showtime 7:30. If you don't have your tickets, you better check. They might be sold out. I think they're sold out. But you can check. We've already given our allocation away. We've sold out our
we did our
parcel of tickets. Yes, we absolutely have, Dom. I even bought my wife and a friend a pair of tickets, her and her girlfriend. And then my wife says, I can't make it. But even that lone singular ticket has been accounted for now, Dom. I got no tickets for you people. You should have taken advantage last week. Where were you? We gave away lots of tickets. Very excited to go down there. Charlie Barron's interviewing Mike Wagner. And if you missed the event, here's the good news. You can hear it for free, noon on Saturday and Sunday. And the topic, Dom, the topic, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race a week from tomorrow will be April 4th, the most important spring election in your lifetime. Now, I'm very excited about that.
And, absolutely, Charlie, getting them psyched up, getting the college kids out to vote. I hope we can do better than the primary. I mean, a record number of folks came out on the primary, 20%. Let's make it higher than that.
Hey, baby, we had like 36% here in Dane County, Madison. We're going to do far better than that in the general election. Have no doubt. We're going to bring home a victory for Janet Protasiewicz, but only if you vote. Tell about 100 friends. Dom, the advertising, the mud, they're slinging it. The mud is being slung. And I want to talk first about the new Janet Protasiewicz ad. Apparently, we have been supplied, we here at Civic Media, you know, we in the advertising business, Dom, sometimes we even do some politics. And I'm very encouraged to hear the newest ad from the Protasiewicz campaign. And Dirty Dan Kelly. Now, there's sort of a cowboy theme going on here as well. But Dirty Dan, I mean, basically, she calls him everything short of a scoundrel. Although she does call him corrupt. Hits him right in the mouth.
I mean, scoundrels are corrupt and dirty. I think that kind of goes there. Dirty Dan. I mean, she's kind of trumping him out right now. You know what I mean? Give him his own moniker.
Well, I think she did. Let's hope this one sticks to Dirty Dan. Let's hear it for the people. Ebone, I know you've been doing the work. Let's play the newest. And this one sent over to Civic Media. So this one's for free, Pro to Say What's campaign. Play it for the people.
There goes Dirty Dan Kelly, riding off into the sunset of his pathetic, dishonest campaign. He's badly trailing Judge Janet Protasewicz. So Dan and his friends are trying to pickle your brain with lies, because they don't want you to know the truth. That for all his tough talk on crime, Dan Kelly has never sentenced a single criminal to jail. Not one, partner. Some tough guy. Even a bar association rated him, quote, not qualified. I'm guessing that's because Kelly is corrupt as a termite-infested house. You heard about the Cignego case, right? The one where Kelly recused himself, then took $20,000 from Cignego and his family. Then Kelly unrecused himself so he could judge the case. Boy, if honesty were leather, Dan Kelly couldn't saddle a flea. So don't hitch your wagon to Dirty Dan's rotten ride. He's just too corrupt.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Oh, gee. Dirty Dan's rotten ride, man. You know, don't go to the carnival and ride that one. I'm just saying.
The one that got me doing a spit take here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, didn't mean to disrespect you, but the corrupted is a house full of termites, Dom. Dirty Dan.
Pathetic, dishonest. He wants to pickle your brain. Never sentenced anyone to jail. Some tough guy. Yes, very, very critical and name-calling E of Judge Janet's campaign.
I actually like this one. Yeah. I mean, it's lighter toned. It's kind of fun. You know, cowboy themed, Dirty Dan themed. Dom, let's, and Ebon, are we ready for the Dan Kelly contrast? Because Dan Kelly on his social media, because, you know, unfortunately, Dom apparently is found some financial shortfalls, must rely on the charity of billionaire friends to decide what campaign ads to run. But Dan Kelly dropped one on his Twitter account. And this one kind of stinks, Dom. This one harkens to the Willie Horton ad. And we'll tell you a little bit more about it. There's some coverage here. Henry Redman from the Wisconsin Examiner. But first, let's play it for the people. This is a visual thing. I will tell you, the color scheme, identical to the one that had Bush and Dukakis, in comparing and contrasting them on crime. 1988, I think this was the very first time I ever got to vote. So, Ebon, are you almost ready? I'm going to put you down for soon.
The video on his Twitter actually isn't working right, so I'm going to have to find it somewhere else. Just one moment. Thanks, Daniel.
Dan Kelly. Well, do we blame that on Elon Musk? Twitter's not being supported any longer.
Dirty Dan Kelly.
I hear they're doing it open source code style at Twitter, or at least their codes have been exposed. Let's start with the reporting. Maybe we'll come back to the playout. We'll describe it for you, folks. Again, Henry Redman at the Wisconsin Examiner. Conservative, former Supreme Court Justice, by wanker appointment. Always want to make sure we get that clarity out there. Dan Kelly's campaign for a vacant seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is running an ad on social media that is nearly a shot-for-shot remake of the Willie Horton ad run by supporters of former President George H.W. Bush during his 88 presidential race. I might have mentioned the wrong Bush. I apologize. It was H.W. Bush against who? Michael Dukakis. First man I ever voted for, Dom.
Crudy, the original ad was widely derided as racist for its use of Horton's mugshot and conflation of blackness with criminality. The ad attacks Dukakis for soft-on-crime policies because of his support for Massachusetts' weekend furlough program, which allowed people in prison to leave for a day or more to go to work or home. While out of prison as part of this program, which began under Republican governor, Horton, a convicted murderer, was able to escape and went on to sexually assault a woman and stab her fiancé in a 1987 home invasion. The 1988 ad showed photos of Bush, Dukakis, and Horton over a simple blue background while a narrator detailed the candidate's view on the death penalty and Horton's actions. The ad remains a symbol for the use of dog whistle racism as a tactic to scare white voters during political campaigns. On Tuesday, Kelly's official Twitter account posted his campaign's version of the ad, which shows pictures of Kelly and his liberal opponent, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, over a simple blue background, while our narrator details the sentence she offered to Quintrell Bounds, a Thiensville man who sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl and posted a video of the incident to Facebook. The ad, which also includes a filter to make the video appear as if it's played on a VHS tape and matches the period-specific look of the original, states Protasiewicz lets criminals off easy. When asked about why the campaign recreated the infamous ad, Kelly campaign spokesperson Ben Vogel did not give an answer, only saying Wisconsin voters needed to know about Protasiewicz's sentencing record. Quote, "The people of Wisconsin need to know the truth about Jenna Pro, say what's soft on crime record and unreliable lack of judgment." We have it. We're ready for it. Let's play the new version of the Willie Horton, man. I mean, the racism comes back and around. Now, I would note, when I looked at the actual video, there is not, that I did notice, and maybe you guys can check, a mugshot side-by-side of the convicted felon in this case. But either way, let's hear what he has to say.
Daniel Kelly and Janet Protasiewicz on crime. Justice Kelly supports enforcing the rule of law and keeping our communities safe. As a Milwaukee judge, Janet Protasiewicz has a long history of letting dangerous criminals off easy. One was Quantrell Bounds, who assaulted and raped a 13-year-old girl, recorded it, and posted a video of the act to Facebook. Despite facing 60 years in prison, Judge Janet refused to give Bounds any prison time at all. No prison for child rapists. That's Janet Protasiewicz on crime. Daniel Kelly and Janet Protasiewicz on crime.
I mean, the audio even sounds like it's old school off of a replayed old VHF tape that, you know, VHS tape that people use to record their shows over and over and over again. But why hold the Willie Horton hat up as something that you want to copy, that you want to duplicate? Well, it seems pretty obvious to me who he's trying to reach.
Who do you think he's trying to reach, Dom? If it's clear to you, clarify for me.
The racist, Crudy, the people that would look at that ad and remember, hey, that's what George H.W. did to Dukakis with the Willie Horton. Now, too bad, I guess, to their point, they don't have the mugshot of the convict up there. But yes, that is who, in my opinion, they're absolutely trying to reach. Why would you do this?
I'm still hearing an ad in the background, E-Bone. Let's kill it. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a Charlie Barron's Monday edition. I'm going to the show. Hope you got tickets. Comedy Club on State, 7:30. Live taping of the Cripes cast. But if you miss it, it'll play out free for you right here on the Civic Media Network this Saturday and again on Sunday. Come back, we'll offer your opportunity to join us on the airwaves. It doesn't cost you nothing. 844-967-2789. Dirty Dan. Doing the Willie Horton. You know, it worked for HW. That was what, the Lee Atwater Southern strategy kind of replaying itself? Maybe it works here in Wisconsin. Certainly, seemingly worked for Ron Johnson against Mandela Barnes. Come back with us. More Devils. We look forward to your phone call. Could be next.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 23. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows around 26. Chance of snow Wednesday, mixed precipitation possible at times on Thursday. A dusting of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Come on.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
In a rainbow land. Everything goes as planned, and I smile.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the lines for your takes at 844-967-2789.
How did Rainbow Land, the song, become a controversy? What in the hell is going on, Waukesha?
Waukesha.
Now, we play out in that fine market, WAUK. We're based, you know, right in downtown Waukesha, Dom. And there is some reporting that is troubling to me because, you know, you got to let some things go. Righties. Here's what I see, Dom. Waukesha District won't allow Rainbow Land by Miley Cyrus. Feels strange coming out of my mouth. Miley Cyrus. I don't say that word much. Dolly Parton for a first grade concert, and their teacher is perplexed, as am I, Doc. Why is this a problem? Seemed like a pretty positive song. I mean, I'm not all down for Miley, but what's the problem, Tom? The song, should I tell you or you want to tell me?
I'll start it off, Crudy. Hannah Kirby reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The song Rainbow Land, a duet by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, has been disallowed from a first grade spring concert at Waukesha's Higher Elementary School because of concerns it would be controversial, leaving students who had hoped to sing it and their teacher disappointed and confused. Melissa Temple, a first grade dual language teacher at Heiser, said she understood the song might be part of the concert, so she played it for her students. It's such a fun song, and they just immediately took to it, Temple said. The students wanted to hear it over and over again. Temple later found out the proposed song had been dropped. We just really feel bad because the kids were so excited about it. It's just really confusing. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, she said. A statement from the district said a different teacher had suggested the song to a music teacher for inclusion in the concert. The music teacher then checked with the principal, Mark Schneider. The statement says Schneider went over the song together and alongside a central office administrator to see if it met the criteria of the district's controversial issues in the classroom policy.
What?
They determined the song would be controversial.
Why?
The school board was
I don't want to live in Rainbow Land. You can't make me live in Rainbow Land. This is the most.
I do not want to live in Rainbow Land, and you can't make me.
It seems quite logical. If you've ever seen the movie The Campaign, people losing their freaking minds about what a manifesto Rainbow Land that some kid drew in crayon in fifth grade or something. This seems about as logical. This is not controversial. People love Dolly Parton.
Let me a little more here, Kurt. The school district of Waukesha Superintendent Jim Siebert told Fox 6 the decision was made based on whether it was appropriate for the age and maturity level of the students and because of social and personal impacts on them. The district's decision can be seen as a part of become a nationwide quarrel over education that appears to be as much about politics as about learning and child development. Divisions have erupted along conservative and liberal lines over how race, history, gender are taught and how LGBTQ students and issues are treated in the schools. Most recently, a Florida principal was forced out of her job in part because parents were not properly notified of sixth grade art students viewing Michelangelo's David. Some parents object to children that age seeing a nude form. The principal said one parent referred to the artistic masterpiece as pornographic. But let's get back to this Rainbowland. In the case of Rainbowland, no administrators are explaining, at least publicly, what could be considered offensive. When asked why she thought the song was pulled, Temples told the Journal Sentinel, quote, "I really don't know. There's so many different things it could be. We do have a controversial content policy within our district, and it's a little bit vague, so it's hard to know exactly what the district would say is controversial or not." Temples said she heard through the grapevine that part of the problem had to do with Miley Cyrus being the performer. After playing the wholesome role of Hannah Montana on Disney Channel, Parton's goddaughter has courted controversy while continuing to grow in popularity. Musical artists often do things that are very controversial, Temple said, so that would be a really strange way to approach the controversial topic. How would you sing pretty much any song? Everyone's got something in their past that might be controversial.
Not me.
No. In 2017, Parton told Taste of Country that the song on Cyrus's 2017 album, Younger Now, is really about if we could love one another a little better or be a little kinder, be a little sweeter, we could live in Rainbow Land. It's really just about dreaming and hoping that we could all do better, she said. It's a good song for the times right now. Yeah, not in Waukesha, apparently, Crudy.
I do not want to live in Rainbow Land.
Rudy, some of the lyrics Temple especially appreciated were, quote, "Wouldn't it be nice to live in paradise where we're free to be exactly who we are? Let's all dig deep down inside, brush the judgment and fear aside, make wrong things right, and end the fight." Temple says, that's like the core of what we teach at school. Or what anybody teaches. You can be who you are. You should be proud of what you look like and how you learn, and that everyone has differences that we can all appreciate, and that no one's the same. So you shouldn't be afraid to be yourself around other people. For the May concert, Rainbowland was replaced with Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie. Now, I would note on this article has been updated at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, because when I first initially posted it, and I don't know what's going on here, but this part is no longer, at least as I can tell, within the article. As it was reported initially, let me pull up, your Rainbowland was replaced with Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie, Temple said, but then that song got axed too. It has since been re-added. Come on, Kirby! Maybe it's all that sexual tension between Kermit and Miss Piggy, you know? Is that age appropriate? Come on, Waukesha, are you kidding me?
They are not kidding you. They apparently take this anti-inclusiveness very seriously in Waukesha. It's very controversial, this thought of rainbows and paradise and nice people.
And getting along and trying to do better.
Come back.
Hey, you know what? The administration, they should articulate specifically what the issue is. In the meantime, I'm throwing out some suggestions, man. If they don't want, you know, Rainbow Connection from Kermit or Rainbow Land from Dolly and Cyrus, how about a little Rainbow in the Dark from Dio? That'll get those kids going. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. Police say a 28-year-old woman from Nashville is responsible for killing six people, including three children, at a private school this morning. Chief John Drake.
Officers immediately responded. Team of five immediately went in the school, went to where gunshots were being heard, and engaged the suspect.
Police say she was heavily armed.
We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
Police spokesman Don Aaron there confirms that she was a former student but have not given a motive yet. In Washington, a call to action from President Biden.
So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we begin to make some more progress.
Last year, Congress passed a bipartisan gun safety measure that makes it harder for people to buy guns following the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, the first such bill in 30 years. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Lawmakers appear more united about taking action against the owners of the TikTok social media app. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher tells ABC's This Week that the CEO's testimony last week did nothing to quell privacy concerns. The special election for Wisconsin's 8th Senate seat will have statewide implications. A Republican Senate supermajority could launch impeachment proceedings against Democrats from Governor Evers to Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm.
I've already called for his resignation. The judges, the circuit court judges, I think have failed the community by releasing or not having a high enough bail on these criminals.
Republican Dan Knodel is running against Democrat Jody Habersh-Simkin. Both candidates were on up front yesterday. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Charlie Barron's Monday night at the Comedy Club on State. Civic Media presents. If you didn't get your tickets, too late now, fellas and ladies. Too bad, but you can listen. I will play it out live this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at noon on the Civic Media stations. And Dom is... I've made it very clear, I don't want to live in Rainbow Land.
You can't make me live in Rainbow Land.
Don Brown, our friend, a Civic Media host in his own regard. Don, your community of Waukesha, your beloved Waukesha, what the hell is wrong with them, Don? What's going on here?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don. It's embarrassing, and here's the worst part is... And this data comes from the state. 40% of Waukesha District students are not proficient or advanced in English language arts. 41% of students in the district are not proficient in math. 60% of economically disadvantaged students are not proficient or advanced in English language arts. But our school board's going to focus on what songs are being taught to higher elementary first graders. Spock should be so logical, don't you think?
Don, where what is this impetus? Where would the controversy from Rainbow Land come? Would it be the acknowledgement that there are gay people amongst us? Or where do you think the controversy is coming from here, Don?
Like, gay isn't actually in the lyrics, to my understanding. But go ahead, Don.
No, I went through the whole lyrics, and there's not anything in there that comes right out and says gay or... But, you know, they've had issues with the whole gender thing or transgender, LGBTQ, and they passed something a couple of months ago that was very silly, or they considered something. I'm not even sure it was constitutional, but yeah, they're heading down a very slippery slope.
When's the book banning start, Don?
Well, yeah, that's next. I mean, it's you know, they actually there was a school board meeting where a bunch of people spoke, and I think it was all teachers last year on why they're quitting, like 70 people. And the very first topic of discussion after public comment was talking about banning certain books from the libraries. So, yeah, there's an election coming up, and hopefully we'll get some more balance in there, but it's really quite sad.
Don, is there any, the reporting has not indicated what about the lyrics or even about the person that they're objecting to. I mean, is it standard practice for these kinds of things to, you know, someone made a decision and they're not telling anybody why or about what? I mean, are we going to ask, are you asking for specifics here? Or is this just going to get, you know, swept under the rug as just another, you know, hey, it's Waukesha, just let it go.
Yeah, no, I think they've crossed too many lines, and I think more people are going to stand up. I mean, there have been movements, you know, people I know that are getting more involved and trying to get people to run. And, but it's, again, it's mind-boggling. You know, you'd like them to prioritize, and you, those metrics I shared with you are very real. There's an education gap. And so really, at a very high level, would you rather have the school board focusing on happy songs that children sing? I mean, I sung Puff the Magic Dragon in kindergarten. I turned out okay. You know? I don't know about you two, but
it was a slippery slope, though, wasn't it, Don?
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it. Puff the Magic Dragon. What a wonderful song. Who knew?
844-967-2789. Dom? I know you suggested Rainbow in the Dark because you're sort of a metalhead. But do people have suggestions, you know, what song should be acceptable in Waukesha schools? Right.
I think it's a fair question. Maybe we should ask him. 844-967-2789. I'm a big Rainbow in the Dark guy. And we could stay on topic Rainbow, or it could be anything. These are first graders, right? I mean, well, how bad could it be? A little Ronnie James Dio? Hell, he's not much taller than they are in first grade.
You were the last in line,
Dom. Susan from her car. Hey, Susan, welcome. What do you got,
Susan?
For us?
Hey, guys, I just think we should shoot them all with pixie dust so they change their minds. I think this is really getting ridiculous. I mean, that is a beautiful song. And how many children grow up having rainbows? I mean, rainbow ponies and all that.
Well, I know I did.
Yeah, right.
No, I tease. I didn't actually have rainbow ponies, but it seems quite nice.
No, but I mean, but it's called, you know, rainbows are supposed to make you smile. When you see a rainbow, what do? You smile. It makes you feel better after a storm. I just feel like everybody's getting in their heads too much, and they're worried about little, tiny, little insignificant things instead of the big picture, which is, as the previous caller talked about, is the schools and how the schools have to be giving kids the education they need and not worrying about what books they read, what songs they sing. I mean, you know, I mean, I like Purple Rain. I like that song very much, and
yes.
You know, but they would never, you know, it's an acid song, so you know, what can you say?
Dom was always more of a When Doves Cry sort of guy.
Oh yeah,
1999.
Almost 60, darn. Let's get out the pixie dust so we can change their minds and vote.
Vote. There we go, Susan. We may not change their minds, but we can vote the bastards out. Thank you for the call. 844-967-2789. Some folks on the socials threw some out there. Casey Musgraves, Rainbow. Not clear on that one. Israel is the Hawaiian dude. I don't want to butcher his last name. He did a great song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. There's lots of different options out there. Purple Rain, I love that song as well. Hell, how about a little Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze? Let's get to it.
Who's going to play the guitar solo during the first grade concert, though? Unless you know Slash is in the class, you're probably limited in some regards. I looked up Strawberry Shortcake. Not the meal, although that does make me a little hungry. I made banana bread last night, but the cartoon. But what was the horses? Because I always think like unicorns and rainbows. Pony,
my ponies, my little pony, or something like that.
Didn't they have a whole rainbow of My Little Pony dolls?
Yes, that's my impression.
They would turn My Little Pony into glue in Waukesha. I'm pretty clear they would. I mean, they were in like a whole rainbow formation. I'm looking at the My Little Pony, like how they're visually represented. The one pony, they had rainbow tails and manes. My Little Pony. You're a My Little Pony guy, I can tell. 844-967-2789. Claire from Madison. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
What do you think?
Was it you and I that did the duet the one time, Claire?
No, that was Betsy, I think.
Oh, Betsy. Betsy and I sang on the air together. We were like Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus. It wasn't Rainbow Land, though, Claire. It was Doe a Deer, I think, from Sound of Music.
Ooh, watch out, Top 40. I'm just thinking, okay, Republicans are always bitching about being the Dems being woke. Aren't they being woke right now? I hate that word, by the way.
Well,
in what regard, Claire? Like
they're
how?
Being like anti-woke in some weird way.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting one and one together, aren't they? Like you said, there's nothing in the lyrics about gay.
But Miley Cyrus is, you know, I guess maybe it's Miley because Miley's singing. If it was just Dolly Parton. But, I mean, Dolly dresses kind of risque, too. She said that herself. She said if she hadn't been born a woman, she'd be a trans man.
Right. She'd be a drag queen. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely outrageous. And it's interesting they aren't giving any specifics
right.
about why they're rejecting the song. You know.
I'm sorry, that song's not going to work out for us. Can't tell you why.
Yeah,
but try again.
Exactly.
Good luck in your future song endeavors.
Yeah. You can play whatever you want, but you got to check with me first. Thanks for the call, Claire.
It's not me.
967-2789.
It's not me. It's you.
Who's your Bob? You're up. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
If they're losing their mind over this little song, there's two things. One, I wouldn't mess with Dolly Parton's platform. She's got a big, big following. Number two, they would absolutely lose their chisel if you played Janis Ian's Society Child.
I'm not sure if I know that song, Who's Your Bob? Sing a little for us. Hum a little.
It's about a 15-year-old girl in love with a black boy in the 60s.
That doesn't feel like it would play so smoothly, especially down south or perhaps in Waukesha.
It played real well up in the Northeast, I know that, and in Chicago. I mean, it was a nationwide hit, but
Well, Hoosier Bob, you got anything else for us, man? What song should they play in Waukesha? The one you mentioned before or a different one?
Reaping in the Sheaves? I don't know. I mean, come on. If you can't put up with a kindergarten song from Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus, what can you handle?
You know what they would not handle? Like the Muppet Swedish Cook. If you're going to live in America, you got to learn the language. That would be immediately what they would tell the guy. Appreciate your call.
Here's some lyrics I found that perhaps, you know, I can shed some light. Let's see. Living in a rainbow land where you and I go hand in hand. Oh, I'd be lying if I said this was fine. All the hurt and the hate going on here. We are rainbows, me and you, every color, every hue. Let's shine on through. Together we can start living in a rainbow land.
I don't like that shining on the outside.
It's too shiny.
The inside.
Skies are blue and things are grand. Wouldn't it be light, nice to live in paradise where we're free to be exactly who we are? Let's all dig deep down inside, brush the judgment fear aside.
We did that one already. That's the part they object to in Waukesha. No one's ever called Waukesha paradise. I mean, not a half bad little town, but no one's ever called it paradise. Perhaps they're worried that, you know, left to their own devices, people would flee Waukesha down.
Brush the judgment and fear aside. Isn't that what we're teaching kids? And
judge
isn't that what
not
the
like
major
ye be
religion
judged?
In this country is apparently supposed to teach the children?
Depends on which one. You know, God does a lot of judging, but judge not
judge not lest ye be judged yourself, I think is one of the things I remember from my Catholic high school.
Yeah, but you were a bad theology student.
I was really good at math because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is not one God. That's three. 844-967-2789. I know we got some callers. Evans, getting to you. We'll keep taking more calls. I'm wondering, what song, Crudy, what song would you play?
Well, I do have some political headlines. I'd like to turn our attention towards the 8th special, you know, the 8th Senate race in the great state of Wisconsin. And your boy, Dan Knodel, and I'm pretty sure you pronounced the K, Dan Knodel says he would consider impeaching Janet Protasiewicz if he was elected to the Senate. So kind of mixing his legislature with his judicial. I mean, at least it tells you the kind of guy he is. Can't wait to win the seat so we can go impeach a Supreme Court candidate before, she could win office?
Maybe he's concerned she's going to win. But yes, I mean, this is the guy who, with other Republicans, asked the vice president to, you know, set aside, you know, the vote for 10 days. Let the state legislatures figure out what's really going on with these shaky elections.
One thing I know, Dan Knodel refuses to live and sing Rainbow Land. Come back, more Devils.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 23 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 44. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Chance of snow Wednesday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Thursday. A dusting of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to take some calls at 844-967-2789.
On Friday, though, when we're giving away the Charlie Barron's tickets, we played the most Wisconsin thing ever game, right? We all kind of threw stuff out there. Dom said, beer. Well, I got to tell you, the weather we had overnight, we were expecting 1 to 2 inches. Like 14 inches of snow we got in Middleton. 14 freaking inches. That is the most Wisconsin thing ever. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, Charlie Barron's playing at the Comedy on State. I think tickets are sold out, so you might be out of luck. But we will replay the live record of the Cripes Cast this Saturday and Sunday across the Civic Media Network. High noon. Mike from Cedarburg. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mike.
Well, I think they're really getting to blow their, you know what, play some gangster rap. That'll keep them happy.
what was the one, I can't even remember what movie it was, but I can't repeat any of it. It's none of it's FCC friendly, but there are some.
It would drive me nuts too. So. But I would love to see Dolly Parton come up here and sing the song at that recital. I would love it.
I think we all would.
Just the shorties did it. How stupid they are.
Well, maybe we should get to inviting Dolly Parton up for a little concert. We could probably play it out statewide at least. Certainly in Waukesha, that for sure's, Mike.
Oh, I mean, every day I live, I keep wondering what my dad always used to tell me. The longer you live, the longer you realize people are stupid.
Mike, appreciate your contribution. 844-967-2789. Jeff messaged me. There's some Nicki Minaj songs he'd like to suggest. That WAP one specifically.
WAP.
Yeah. Charles from Green Bay. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Charles.
I got you three points. One is, let's play Moni Moni, the original version.
Does anyone even know what they say? Oh, yeah, and see if the parents start swearing out.
Yeah. Then the second one is this, and you guys have been talking about the Rainbow Connection, all this stuff. Well, it's the Rainbow, and if you want to get yourself in trouble, they're trying to, not encourage their students to be, different. I will use those terminologies. And the third point is this. These people are saying all this stuff is bad. All this stuff is not good for their children. When I was teaching school, I had an elder from one of the school districts that I taught in, up in the northern part of the state. And he said to me, he says, how many fingers are on your hand? And I said, 5, if you count your thumb. Well, if you point your finger at someone, how many fingers are pointing at that person? 2, which means 40% of all the problems you have in the world, if you want to determine it that way, is the person you're pointing at, and 60% of it falls on you because there's 3 of them in the back underneath there that are pointing back at you. And I will tell you this, when I sat and heard that, I brought that home and used that at my home, raising my children. I brought that to my classroom every day. And guess what? I was teaching so much better when I just said, hey, why can't, does everybody understand this? Kids would raise their hand. No, they don't. Okay, let's try it a different way. So I had to explain it to them in a different way. You know, it might take three times, but finally everybody caught on. The people who are say that Rainbow Connection and the Rainbow Song, you know, they've got a real problem in their head, and, you know, they should have some help, just like the politicians in Washington.
No, I don't disagree with you, Charles.
Have a great day.
Thank you, man.
I got a math equation. I don't like doing math on the radio, but here's my math, Charles. 63% of the time, I'm right, and 37% of the time, Dom's right.
Man, we have to go back and pull the tape. It may have started out that way, but I've been catching up over the last few years. 844-967-2789. Don't you think if they're going to have a rejection of these kinds of things and this song, that they should, in fact, articulate a very specific reason why? I mean, these kids want to do it. The teacher wants to do it. Everyone wants to do it, apparently. And here's another one. If Dolly Parton showed up at Waukesha School during their concert and want to jump on and sing, well, do you think they'd do it? You think they'd cast aside whatever concerns they have to get a picture with Dolly and have her singing with the kids about Rainbow Land?
Well, maybe Dolly, but probably not Miley Cyrus. The implication was Miley's the problematic one. Although, who knows, because Dolly was supportive of the development of the COVID-19 vaccines.
Well, you never know, man.
That could be a disqualifier for some. You know how it goes, Dom. We've met a few.
844-967-2789. We got some callers holding there yet. Let's get to them if we can.
Well, we've done Who's Your Bob? So Who's Your Bob? I'm got to get rid of you.
Cutting you off. But there should be some, there should be some articulation, some specificity as to what specifically is a concern. Is it, if it's about inclusiveness, I'm pretty sure everybody should be teaching their kids about inclusiveness. I mean, I understand, you know, a lot of that hate, you know, kids get that hate, they get that from home. You know what I'm saying?
They learn that from you, Dad. They learn that from you.
By watching you.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good. I don't know. L.A. Woman, Jim Morrison. Some people thought that had some connotations to it that they'd probably get upset with.
Well, they didn't suggest they were going to sing L.A. Woman, though. No one's doing a L.A. Woman first grade concert, dude. Come on, you got to pick a better song.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of it. I think their biggest hang-up, guys, is they're so woke that they're beyond us. They're woke about stuff that we don't even need to be awoken about. I mean, this is out of control now, don't you think?
Yeah, but I hate to use the term woke. There's nothing about rejecting Rainbow Land that's woke.
And
wokeness is not about rejection of stuff. It's supposed to be about inclusivity.
Yes, like Matt Flynn starts his show with, you know how that goes. I mean, I thought it was.
No, tell me more about Matt Flynn's show on The Devil's Advocates. How does it go?
Well, you know how it, you know. You're
not I do know. I'm aware. Know. I'm teasing you because you relentlessly bring up other fine products on ours.
Well, I'm sorry.
At least you're known for something, Dick. That in the garage. Final thoughts, fella. Short on time.
None of my teams made it through. Kansas State went down over the weekend.
You are flat broke and bracket busted.
A lot of people are. Thanks for the call.
I got the NIT World Champion Badger, soon to be. They play tomorrow. Final Four. We're the last Big Ten team. Come back. The happier happy hour is next.
I learned it by watching you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.